Blog Talk Radio. White people come from. I have asked that for a long time now. I don't know where it came from. And if you know, please tell me so that I will know and maybe stop asking that question. I ask you, sheep, to have your three peas ready and handy. And you say to me, what are they? They are your pen, paper, and pencil so that you can jot down in scriptures that I may say. Now, there are technological gadgets out there like the notebook and the pad so that you can write it down. You can type it in the notebook to find that out. And I don't do that. And I keep telling myself to do that because maybe one of these days I will get to do that. I say to you, see, my brother bought me a new computer, so I need to get myself in line and try to learn how to use these technological gadgets. I don't want to, but I should. Now, I am in First Chronicles, spelled 01, C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S. Let me spell Chronicles to you again, because I may have misspelled it. C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S. Chronicles chapter 9. And that's where I will start reading today. On my chalkboard, it says that I am in 2 Kings chapter 14. But I'm telling you, my father has allowed me to go a little further in the Bible so that I am in 1 Chronicles chapter 9. And I also will say to you, see, many words are located in the Bible that I may not know how to pronounce. If I don't know how to pronounce the word, I will spell it to you if I can. And hopefully you will listen and pick up on it and read it for yourself and get a better understanding than what I may be able to get to you, sheep. But my father told me to feed his sheep, and I'm thinking I am to read my Bible to you all. I'm trying my best to do the will of my father. Now, I know that there are a couple people that read the Bible to you and do it well. Julie is one. That's spelled J-U-D-A-H, Big Judah. And the other person is Bishop Nathaniel. And he's with U-I-U-C-I. He knows the Bible very well. And I will ask that you all listen with him. He comes on the radio. I listen to both of them all the time. Now, let's start reading in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 9. So all the Israel were reckoned by genealogy, and behold, they were written in the book of the king of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now, I have read the Bible 2 times. Now, I'm reading it 3rd time. And I'm just really remembering what it said about Israel and Judah. They were carried away for their transgressions by Babylon. Verse 2. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possession in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, the Levites, and the Nephilim, 12 Nephi-NIMS. And I should have looked up the meaning of Nephilim, but I did not. Verse 3. And in Jerusalem dwelt the children of Judah and of the children of Benjamin and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh. Uthai, spelled U-T-H-A-I, the son of Ammud, A-M-M-I-H-U-D, the son of Omar, O-M-R-I, the son of I-M-R-I, the son of Benai, spelled B-A-N-I, of the children of Perez, the son of Judah. Now, Perez is the second son of Judah. Judah had, his wife had passed, and he went to a town to shear his sheep. He had told his daughter-in-law that she could have his one of his younger sons when the son grows up. Well, the son grew up, and she did not give his son that was promised to this young lady. So this young lady went to the area where they were shearing the sheep. And Judah, he had no wife. He picked this young girl, she disguised herself as a woman of the night. And Judah picked to sleep with her. And she would sleep with him if he would promise her that certain things. And he promised, and he slept with her, and he got the young woman pregnant. And she had twins. One of them name was Perez, and I forget the name of the other child. And I'm thinking that this is one of Judah's sons. And other Shulamites, Asa, A-S-A-J-A-H, the firstborn, and the sons of Zera, Jeuel, spelled J-E-U-E-L, and the brothers, 609, and the sons of Benjamin, Salu, S-A-L-L-U, the sons of Meshulam, M-E-S-H-U-L-L-A-M, and the sons of Holabah, H-O-D-A-B-I-A-H, the sons of Hasanu, H-A-S-E-N-U-H. And Ina spell I-B-N-E-I-A-H, the sons of Johanna. Hold on, sis. I will be right back as soon as I turn my television off. I forgot to turn it off today. I will be right back. Okay, see, I'm back. Left off at chapter 9, verse 9. And dear brethren, according to their generations, 956, all these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. And the priest, Gedaliah, G-E-D-A-I-A-H, and Jehoiada, J-E-H-O-I-A-R-I-B, and Jachin, J-A-C-H-I-N, and Azria, A-Z-A-R-I-A-H, the son of Hilkim, H-I-L-K-I-A-H, the son of Meshulam, M-E-S-H-U-L-L-A-M, the son of Zodak, Z-A-D. Okay, the son of Mirbah, M-E-R-A-I-O-T-H, the son of Ahitub, A-H-I-T-U-B, the ruler of the house of God, and Adiah, A-B-I-A-H, the son of Jeroham, J-E-R-O-H-A-M, the son of Pasher, P-A-S-H-U-R, the son of Michael, I'm mispronouncing it, but it is spelled M-A-L, C-H-I-J-A-H, and Masura, M-A-S-S-I-E-I. Let me spell that again to you, see. M-A-A-S-I-A-I, the son of Adel, A-D. I-E-L, the son of Jeshua, J-A-H-Z-E-R-A-H, the son of Meshulam. Meshulam is spelled M-E-S-H-U-L-L-A-M, the son of Meshulamot, spelled M-E. S-H-I-L-L-E-M-I-T-H, the son of Emma, is spelled I-M-M-E-R. And their brethren, head of the house of their fathers, and 8,700 Three score is 60, and every man for the work of the service of the house of God and of the Levite, Shema, S-H-E-M-I-A-I-H, and Heshbon, H-A-S-S-H-U-B, the son of Alikon, spelled A-U-R-I-C-A-M, the son of Hashabah, spelled S-A-S-H-A-B-I-A-H, the son of Miriah. Miriah is spelled M-E-R-A-R-I. And Bakaba, excuse me, see, I have to belch, and still belching. B-A-K-B-A-K-K-A-R. Here's H-E-R-E-S-H in Gaia. G-A-L-A-L and Mahatma, M-A-T-P-A-N-I-A-H, the son of Micah, M-I-C-A-H, the son of Zeria, Z-I-C-H-R-I, the son of Aspa, A-S-A. A-P-H, the son of Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, that's spelled S-H-E-M-A-I-A-H, the son of Gilal, spelled G-A-L-A-L, the son of Jeduthun, J-E-D-U-T-H-U-N, and Berechiah, B-E-L, let me spell that again, B-E-L-E-C-H-I-A-H. I have a difficult time pronouncing that word or spelling that word out to you. See, it's spelled again, B-E-R-E-C-H-A-I-H, the son of Asa, A-S-A, the son of Elkanah, spelled E-L-K-A-N-A-H, that dwelt in the village of Netophite, spelled N-E-T-O hyphen P-H-A-T-A-H-I-T-E-S. Let me spell that again for you to see. N-E-T-O hyphen P-H-A. Let me try again. N-E-T-O hyphen P-H-A-T-H-I-T-E-S. And the portraits were Shulam Nam. S-H-A-L-L-U-M and Akbar, A-K-K-K, let me spell that again, A-K-K-U-B and Tilmon, T-A-L-M-O-N, in Ahashman, A-H-I-M-A-N, and the brethren's Shulam was his chief. Shalom is spelled, and I pronounced it like Shulam. I should have said Shalom, S-H-A-L-L-U-M, was the chief, who hereto waited in the gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levites, and Shulam, the son of Kore, K-O-R-E, the son of Ashba, let me spell that word to you, E-B-I-A-S-A-P-H, the son of Korah. Korah is spelled K-O-R-A-H, and his brethren of the house of his father, Korahites, K-O-R-A-H. I-T-E-S, were over the works of the service, keepers of the gate of tabernacle, and their father, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the increase. And Phinehas, spelled P-H, I-N-E-H-A-S, the son of Eleazar, E-L-A-Z-A-R, was the ruler over them in times past. And the Lord was with him. And Zechariah, Z-E-C-H-A-R-I-A-H, the son of Meshulamah, M-E-S-H-E-L-E-M-A-M-I-H. Let me spell that for you, sheep, again. M-E-S-H-E-L-E-M-I-A-H was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. Hold on, chief. Let me see who is hanging up on me. One moment. I guess they didn't want to know that, so they're hanging up on me. That's all right. You see, we'll know this. So they and their children had oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, mainly the house of the tabernacle by Lord. In four quarters were the porters towards the east, west, north, and south. Their brethren, which were in the villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters were in their set office, were over the chambers of treasuries of the house of God. And they marched round about the house of God because the charge was upon them, and the opening thereof the morning pertained to them. And certain of them had charge of ministering vessels, and they should bring them in and out by tale. Some were appointed to oversee the vessels and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the poor and the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the frankincense and the spices, and some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of spices. And Matthias, M-A-T-T-I-T-H-I-A-H, of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom, the Korahite, K-O-R-A-H-I-T-E, had the set office of things that were made in the pen. The other brethren of the sons of the Korahite were the shewbread that prepared it every Saturday. That spelled shewbread is spelled S-H-E-W-B-R-E-A-D, which was made every Saturday. I thought you could cook on the Sabbath or do any work on the Sabbath, but they were over shewbread to prepare it every Saturday. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remained in the chambers, were free, for they were employed in it that were day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generation. These dwelt in Jerusalem. In Gibeon, G-I-B-E-O-N, dwelt the fathers of Gibeon, Jael, spelled J-E-H-I-E-L, whose wife was Mahina, M-A-A-C-H-A-H, and the firstborn son, Abdon, A-B-D-O-N, Ben Sir, and Kish, and Bel, and Ner, and Nabad, and Gibdon, spelled G-E-D-O-R, and Ohio, spelled A-H-I-O, and Zechariah, and Milcah. Let me spell Zechariah and Milcah for you. G-E-C-H-A-R-I-A-H. Let me spell Zechariah again. I have 10 minutes left. Zechariah in Milklaw. Milkoth. And Milklaw begat Shemen. Let me spell both of those names for you, too. Mikloth begat Shemen. Shimeam. And they dwelt in their brethren at Jerusalem over against their brethren. The near begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Mephibosheth. Spell Malchi hyphen Shua, and Abinadab is spelled Abinadab, and Ashbel got spelled Esh hyphen Baal. The son of Jonathan were Merbel. Let me spell that for you. Merib hyphen Baal. And Merbel begat Michael. Micha. And the sons of Michael were Pithon, Pithon, and Melech, Melech. Excuse me. See, I built it again. Perish. Spelled Tahrea. Spell it again. Tahrea. And Azar. Ahag. And Azar begat Joran. 7 1 minutes. And Joran begat Alemeph, and Asbet begat Zimrah. Let me spell it. Azimabeph, and Zimrah, Zimri, and Zimrah begat Mosah. And Mosah begat Binah, B-I-N-E-A, and R-E-P-H-A-I-H, the son of Elisha, E-L-E-E-S-H. Let me spell that again for you, see. E-L-E-A-S-H, his son, A-Z-E-L, his son. And Azel had 6 sons whose names are D-A-Z-R-I-K-A-M-B-O-C-H hyphen E-U-E-R-U and Ishmael and Sirah. Sirah is S-H-E-A-R-I-A-H and Obadiah and Hanan, and these were the sons of Azel. Spelled A-Z-E-L. That's the reading of chapter 9, Chronicles. Now see, I want you all to pick up and read chapter 10 for our Friday's lesson. That's where I will start. And if you can, read further. Maybe it will get easier as we move along. Read chapters 10 and 11. Now see, you know that God loves you because he has picked someone like me to read for you. And I love you too. I must do this because my father said for me to speak his sheep. Now, I actually heard him say that. And he went around wanting to say it because I was trying to escape from him, from doing his will. And I was trying to climb over a mountain of babies, and I slipped back down, and I asked him, please stop it. And he was about to say, feed my sheep again. So I kind of knew exactly what he was talking about. And I asked for years, what does feed my sheep mean? And I was told, maybe he meant for you to speak to the people. And so I began to do that 27 years later. And I am in my 11th year of speaking to you, sheep. And I'm glad about it. Many people don't hear God speaking to them, but I heard him. And he told me to feed his sheep. And I am going to do that as long as he gives me breath. And in my body, many times, a couple of times at least, I have been really sick. But I have, each time my father brings me back, and I always try to do what he said. Now, see, I want you to pick this song up high and lift it up. My nephew produced it, and his friend, they are graduates of Columbia College out of Chicago, Illinois. Go to iTunes and Apple Play and pick up the record high and lift it up. Remember to read chapters 10 and 11 of Chronicles, First Chronicles, Father, that's in the Old Testament.
Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down, and I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause he